Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is
don't ever let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Did I remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready. Welcome again to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. This is where you get a week's worth of news in just one setting. Now, on this program, President Obama has his final State of the Union address. I'm probably not going to talk too much about it, but if you want to talk about it, join in on the show. The price of oil fell below $30 a barrel for the first time in 12 years, and Flint, Michigan, as you know, they are in crisis. Their city is still reeling from the health crisis from their water. And a fugitive sent a selfie to police after seeing a terrible mugshot. Since we didn't do accidental discoveries last week on the show, we will do it this week. We have that this week in court and much more. So I want to welcome you on to Esprit.net News. On Esprit Radio, our call-in number is area code 323-693-3038 if you want to join in. We're always here every Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time if you're listening to this in the archive. So if you want to join us live, we're here on Thursdays. Before I get into stories, I know I got a couple of emails. If you want to send us news stories or there's something in particular that you want to talk about, just send it to news@soulofsyracuse.com. Got it? news@soulofsyracuse.com. All right. Now, oil prices fell after a rise in weekly U.S. crude oil inventories. The inventories fed into the sentiment about the deepening global supply or the glut of oil. So it's brought the prices to a 12-year low. So Brent crude oil, the global benchmark, was down 37 cents. It was $30.49 a barrel. That was on Wednesday. But after that, it actually hit below 30 at the Brent. Now, the West Texas crude oil early in the week was down 30 cents to $30.13 a barrel, but both contracts saw intraday highs of more than $1 above. That was Tuesday's closing price, and that was upbeat since the Chinese economy data earlier in that session was pretty bad. But U.S. crude inventories rose by about 234,000 barrels last week compared with analyst expectations for an increase of 2.5 million barrels. That's according to the government's Energy Information Administration. I don't know why I stumbled over that story, but I want to say all that to say that oil is below $2 a gallon. I just wanted to say that before I roll into President Obama's story, because it's about the economy, stupid. Remember all of that stuff about nearly 8 years ago, or pretty much 8 years ago, when people were kind of having problems with them. Now, President Barack Obama said he will not publicly endorse a candidate before the 2016 Democratic primary election. Now, the White House Chief of Staff released a statement on Sunday pretty much saying it's just not going to happen. And for the record, on a personal note, I think that it's a perfect time for a third-party candidate. So whoever you're talking to, whoever you know, just get the word out. Joe Biden should be running, and he has until about May, June-ish to get on the ballot. So you can get the signatures, get on the ballot. It'll be our first, you know, third-party win since probably Abe Lincoln started the Republican Party. So Joe Biden, get out there, and independent Democratic Party will win, you know, because of all of the mess that's going on. I'm not going to speak about it personally, but you can call in and comment on it if you like. That's area code 323-693-3038. All right. President Obama was speaking at the University of Nebraska at Omaha a day after his final State of the Union address to Congress. The president said that some of the Republicans in the audience failed to applaud when he insisted that America is the world's strongest and most powerful nation. He said, I understand why they wouldn't give me the credit for it, but it's true. He said, I understand why they wouldn't want to give me credit for it, which is true. But we do have a better economy than most industrialized nations is kind of what he was saying. Now, he was kind of freewheeling on the, on the podium, but the president was taking his agenda on the road for a red state tour, and they said just to soften the ground a little bit for Democrats running in this year's election. So the president will be traveling around and talking about some of the things that he talked about in the State of the Union. Now, the interesting thing to me is that no major media just generally covered the meat of the State of the Union. It's really been glossed over. And I know since this is the last one that people are going to ignore it, but it's just interesting to me that it's almost like, let's just sweep this one up under the rug. But the president is out there. So there you have it. The FAA is failing to make sure that pilots can manually operate planes in case of emergency. Now, a new report says as aircraft are on autopilot 90% of the time, that according to new documents released by the U.S. Transportation Department, the FAA has not ensured that airline training programs are adequately focused on manual skills. So I didn't know they flew 90% of the time on autopilot. Takeoff and landing, I guess, is the main part of the job. But apparently pilots really need to get some instructions on manually operating planes, apparently. Now, 10 people have died of Legionnaire's disease in Flint, Michigan, as the city reels from its health crisis from the lead-infected water. Since Flint has switched to its water supply to the Flint River in April of 2014 to save money, there's been an uptick in the number of residents diagnosed with the chronic pneumonia, is what Legionnaire's disease is. Now, beyond that, the federal government has come in and they're distributing water to the residents of Flint, Michigan, and they're saying that whether you boil it or not, it is not going to help the lead and stuff that's in the water. So be careful if you're in Flint and drink bottled water. In the meantime, federal government, please come in and arrest the governor of Michigan. Just wanted to give a public service announcement. Now, a Virginia mayor faces charges after a police chase over an expired sticker on his car. Now, Mayor Kenny Wright of Portsmouth, Virginia, is facing charges after he led police on a chase over an expired tag on his car Tuesday night. So it is interesting to me that this guy gets arrested, but apparently he wanted to take the police for a little joyride. So there you have it. Portsmouth, Virginia, your mayor is now under arrest. Now, in a new story about people who want to conceive more children, you know, they said that couples should have sex 3 times a week to conceive. Now, they said busy, stressful lifestyles are one of the main reasons that women can't get pregnant. He said busy couples plan on it and may get this wrong, but they're missing the chance to conceive. So they said more times is better. And the National Institute of Health Sciences found that 77% of couples who try to conceive within 3 months of early miscarriages have a healthy baby compared to 23% that waited. So the National Institute of Health is saying that you should try 3 months after a miscarriage and not wait longer because the chances are less success, 23% if you wait any longer than that. Okay. I just thought I'd share in health news. Now, in a story from the University of California at Berkeley, apparently they're saying that running a tap, meaning tap water, spreads more bugs into the air than flushing the toilet. I don't know where the story is coming from, but it says bacteria from tap water are able to escape into the air more efficiently than from a toilet or from a kitchen surface is what the researchers are claiming from the University of California in Berkeley. This doesn't go well with my Flint, Michigan story about them having contamination in their water, but apparently splashing water releases particles into the air. But I don't know why they wasted their time on that particular survey. There you have it. Now, I just want to remind you, you're listening to Espreenet News on Espre Radio. You can call in and join us at area code 323-693-3038. Hit 1 on the line if you want to come in. We are just covering just some news stories that's going on in the world. It's our weekly wrap-up. If you haven't heard, the Recording Academy, this would be the Grammys, announced that Run-DMC will be honored with a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. Now, the group consists of Daryl DMC McDaniels and Joseph Reverend Run Simmons and the late Jason Jam Master Jay Mazzell, and was the first rap group to have a gold album and also the first to win a Grammy. Now, after finding out about the news, Reverend Run said that I just got a call from the Grammys. They shocked me, is what he tweeted. And then he said, we are the first rappers to get this award. He's shocked and grateful. God is good. I am honored to be a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award recipient this year. He said, thank you to the Recording Academy. So I just want to say this to the Recording Academy. I'm not impressed. And I know he has to be grateful as an artist, but the Grammys has shunned way too many people, and just giving that award just says that since you don't have any, pretty much no color at the Grammys, you need to give somebody an award. But anyway, they deserve it, but a lot of people deserve awards, and I still don't really like the Grammys. And speaking of the other organization along with the Grammys who fit on the same page, Ice Cube is speaking out about Straight Outta Compton's Oscar snub. Now, the film was shut out of the major actor and director categories at this year's Academy Awards. Now, Straight Outta Compton did receive the Best Original Screenplay nomination this morning. However, the film is actually written by two white writers, I guess is what they're saying, Jonathan Herman and Andrea Berloff. Now, Ice Cube appeared this morning on a television show moments after the Oscar nominations were revealed. He said, I'm not pissed. I'm not surprised. You know, it's the Oscars. This is what Ice Cube said. He said, they do what they do. The people loved the movie, and people supported the movie. Number one at the box office and over 200 million worldwide. I cannot be mad, or I can't be mad, is what Ice Cube said. So, again, I'm going to be mad for you, Ice Cube. Forget the Oscars. Now, I know if Vanessa was here, he'd be saying, you know, he's going to watch the Oscars and all of that nonsense. But get over it. They're still not honoring the people who they should honor. So, okay, just another thing. Now, and also in entertainment news, you know, there was a story that came out today that said that Tom Joyner Morning Show about the Tom Joyner Moore Show, and they said they had a moment where J. Anthony Brown quit the show and walked out of the studio. And they said that Tom asked Jay if everything was all right, and Jay responded, "No, I'm quitting," and then got up and walked off of the set. At first, everyone thought it was a joke, but then quickly realized that the comedian was very serious. So J. Anthony Brown is still under contract with the radio show's parent company, Reach Media. And they said that we were told that the company is trying to work things out, is what they're reporting, and get J. Anthony Brown back on the air. So I'm sure there's going to be more to that story. And you know the other story that happened less than a month ago with the rumors of Tom Joyner show being canceled. And Myra J. and Miss Dupree, obviously, they were fired earlier in the year by Reach Media because of their Radio 1 has most of the shares and all of that good stuff. So there's turmoil at the Tom Joyner morning show. And, you know, the funny thing is I normally don't do gossip on this program, but technically that was kind of a gossipy kind of story. But we'll see how it turns out. And I will clear it up if it turns out to be different. All right, now there's a video that shows a white Chicago police officer shooting dead an unarmed black teen while the boy was running away in broad daylight. The black teenager is being shot by this officer in 2013 in a surveillance video that was just recently released about that incident. The video emerged of the death of a 17-year-old Cedric Chapman, and they released it this afternoon, shortly after a federal judge granted its release. Now, an officer killed Chapman on July 7, 2013, during a foot chase after he was suspected of carjacking, according to authorities. His family had asked that the video be made public as it sued the city over the shooting, arguing that it would counter the city's narrative that Chapman posed a danger to police. Now, I didn't watch this video, so I'm not going to comment on it. I did see still pictures of it, and he was quite a distance away from the police officer when he drew his gun. So here we go, another one of those cases, but brave of the family, making him release it and getting federal approval to release that video, because apparently covering up is what Chicago police do, and we have another case of another police shooting. Now, a New York strippers who pled guilty to spiking rich clients' drinks with mollies before robbing them, they were actually sentenced to 4 months of weekends spent in jail. So, Mari Rosen, 29, and Karina Paz, 27, also received 5 years of probation during their sentencing. Now, they were part of an alleged gang of women who scammed victims out of about $200,000. Now, I'm no attorney. I know we have the commission on. Hey, Kathleen. But they scammed over $200,000, and they're getting weekends, 4 months of weekends. And if I'm not mistaken, what 4 months of weekends is, I am thinking that's, can you, I don't know, do that in maybe 1 month in jail? What is that, like a month in jail? Not even that long. It's probably like 3 weeks in jail. So they're not doing any justice. And they get out during the week. And if they're strippers, I guess they have to go to work, so they're giving them work time. I guess I'm just being messy. All right. Now, residents in a tiny community in upstate New York voted Monday to keep their controversial town logo showing a white settler strangling a Native American. Now, residents in Whitesboro, located right outside of Utica, New York, were asked to vote on up to 8 different options to keep this image showing the town's founder, Hugh White, and what supporters of a logo called a friendly wrestling match with a member of the Oneida tribe, they wanted to keep it. Now, others say the image shows a depiction of a more pointed 1883 face-off between settlers and Native Americans. Now, according to published reports, of the 212 votes that were taken, 157 were in favor of keeping the old logo. Now, the Whitesboro did not want to change a logo showing them strangling a Native American. All right, now, I guess I should give a shout-out, just want to say this to Coach Dean. One of his students, I happen to be one of the students that he mentored, and I actually spoke to at one of the colleges in the area, SUNY IT. Hey, guys. One of the students is the person who exposed that in the internet. It went viral, but it was one of his students who actually did that. So big shout-out to him, and a lot of people from different Indian nations across the country were actually kind of applauding him, saying thanks to him as a brother standing up and shining light on that. But just, you know, what comedians do, right? He's a comedian, but from him actually putting that out there, it got some traction, and they're still kind of fighting to take it down or to change it, but they voted not to change the logo, so maybe they're going to probably not post it or something, but we'll see how that goes. We'll definitely keep an eye on that story, but I just wanted to make sure. I know if Coach Dean, if you're listening, I can't remember the student's name anymore, and he's not a student anymore, but the person that put it out, but want to say much respect to all the people who you mentored over the years who are making a difference in the world. So glad that he put that out there. An Ohio fugitive was unhappy with his mugshot, so he sent a selfie to police. Donald Chip Pugh texted the police in a photo of himself and wrote, "Here's a better photo. That one is terrible." Now, he has an arrest warrant for failing to appear. He is suspected of arson and vandalism. He sent a selfie to police because he thought the one for the arrest warrant was unflattering, is what he said. And so he called into a radio show like a nut. So police said that he is a person of interest in several cases, and his warrant is for his failure to appear as directed in the summons. I don't know, something sounds shady about this. But he said, Mr. Pugh said, "Man, they just did me wrong," is what he said when he called into a Ohio radio station and asked why he sent in the selfie. Now, I know a lot of people online is calling him stupid for doing that, but it doesn't sound like that directional summons is something like he was a fugitive. It's an appearance summons. Not that you can't do that. Sorry for all of the legalese, but it wasn't like this should be a really big news story. But it is because he sent in a selfie. Okay, they're going to pick him up soon. Now, a Virginia daycare teacher is convicted of, well, let me say this. In European culture news, because this is all going to be kind of bad news today for the show, I think. Now, a Virginia daycare teacher is convicted of running a baby fighting club where terrified children were sprayed with water, dunked in wading pools, and then fed flaming hot Cheetos. Now, this Virginia daycare teacher, Sarah Jordan, she's 31, has been found guilty of more than a dozen charges stemming from abuse targeting one-year-olds, and where their case were they were in her care at this, I guess, academy called Miniland. It's Miniland Academy, and she was fighting toddlers. All right, so since you're not going to hear this on national news, there's a nice little mugshot of her. So her name is Sarah Jordan. She's 31, and it's in Virginia, if you want to look that one up. Now, a former Arkansas high school teacher is facing dozens of charges after police said that she threw an alcohol-fueled party for her underage students. Now, Mallory Dawn Rory was arrested on Wednesday by Izzard County Sheriff's deputies on 33 counts of social hosting, furnishing alcohol to minors and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. When she was confronted about the allegations, she left the school and was no longer an employee. She just up and quit, and now she has been arrested. And with her arrest, she posted $2,500 bail on January 13th, and so she's out. But she's looking at a lot of years. I can't remember what the number was, but 33 counts for social hosting and furnishing alcohol to minors. All right. She told the students, by the way, don't tell anybody, and the students told somebody. All right. I don't know why that was funny to me, but it just actually is. Now, a former Louisiana teacher is embroiled in a 2014 sex scandal involving underage students. She has entered a plea of not guilty through her lawyer. Now, multiple news outlets report that 33-year-old Shelley DeFusen, who taught at this high school, faces two counts of carnal knowledge of a juvenile. Okay, so here's what happened. She and another 25-year-old teacher pretty much had a threesome with a student. The student found out, or the other teacher found out, that the student had slept with the other teacher on two separate occasions. They took a plea bargain in one county, and now they're brought up charges on another. So the earlier plea of not guilty to charges of failure to report that the other teacher slept with him is now pending. So the two teachers are accused of having sex with the 16-year-old student. This past April, the first teacher pled guilty to counts of obscenity in St. Charles Parish in order to avoid prison time there or having to register as a sex offender. Now, as a part of the plea deal, she was ordered to surrender her teacher's license and undergo mental health treatment and stay away from that victim and his family. Now, initially, both teachers were told to do that, but one was a married mother of three. She was charged with one count each of carnal knowledge of a juvenile. So now they're charging them for knowing that the other one slept with each other because they let them off from actually sleeping with them. I don't know. I'm just doing the news. Now, the teachers were caught after the boy told friends that he was sleeping with them. And if convicted, the charges she faced now in Jefferson Parish is up to 20 years in jail and a $5,000 fine, because the one that they plead guilty from was them sleeping with them together. What they're charged with now is the individual who slept with them on two separate occasions. And the second one who knew, just because she knew, she'll face up to 1 year in jail and a $500 fine. If you can't keep it straight, neither can I, but there you have it. Just another day in school in the state of Louisiana, apparently. Now, a group that sees the National Wildlife Refuge in Oregon on January 2nd, they planned no media briefings, right? But the leader of the occupation, Amon Bundy, has reportedly rejected calls to leave the building at the refuge, despite pleas from the county sheriff and from many local residents and from Oregon's governor, amongst others. He said the group will leave when there is a plan to transfer control of federal lands to locals. Now, again, you jump on federal lands, but you won't leave until they give it to you. Okay, that's not strange. And at the same time, they're asking for supplies. Now, get this, because it's a long, long laundry list. They want warm blankets, sleeping bags, thermals, jackets, wool socks, feet and hand warmers, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, breads, Miracle Whip. Don't forget the Miracle Whip. Camp dry water repellent, sanitizers, oven cleaners, a radio from Walmart. I don't know why it had to be Walmart, but they want that, sour cream, sugar, flour, deodorant, tampons, pillowcases, Marlboro Red 100s, Marlboro Light 100s, Pall Mall Menthol 100s, and Chewing Copenhagens. Now, I'm not going to say the rest of the list, But that list seems pretty extreme when you broke into a federal building and you're occupying it. Now you're asking for people to send you supplies. Again, I don't know if I don't know if the post office delivers. So on that note, let me just go to the commish on this one, because this, my friend, is a mess. How are you, Kathleen?
Listen, I tried to stay silent because my voice is all cracking. So I tried, but you had to go there with the lyrics.
You know I had to read all of it. I'm like, this list is hilarious.
Marlboro's light red tampon, and
I didn't know they still made Paul Malls, but that's just my thing.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. So now, first of all, you break into the federal building, and you ain't bring nothing to eat or smoke. Okay.
No. They ran out of, and not only do they want that, they need the stuff that I read from the list, plus they want, like, stuff to start fires, to, they ask for matches. You need matches, too. They want
candles. They need for electronic glues or something.
No, they said they want batteries. I left that out. But
I heard you said batteries.
Did I say that? Because they want a flashlight and batteries. So that's kind of like, anything else? Flour and sugar. You're baking a cake? Hey, you know what? Patty pies are cheaper. I just want to throw that out there.
Walmart. They wanted something from Walmart.
Why are you going to Walmart? Hey, get the radio and some Patty's pies. Okay, so I know Lavinia is going to love this because we didn't talk about this last week. So I am going to bring in Lavinia on this one. How are you, Lavinia?
Oh, these people make my head hurt.
I knew you were struggling over there on this.
It's so funny because they would be the first to talk about other people being entitled. Here they are coming up from one state to another trying to force the government to turn over public land for private use to abuse any way they want to, and then have the nerve to demand that other people help them by supplying their needs. It's like, do you have bullets for your... See, everybody's pressing. They got guns. They probably ain't got no bullets. So go ahead and get them because they ain't got no damn bullets.
Oh, no. Here's the problem. They spent all of their money on ammunition. So since they don't have no fight,
Did they bring it, though? Did they bring it? It's sitting on somebody's kitchen table right now.
Wait. So the funniest thing to me is I guess they didn't expect it to be cold. So the first thing on the list was warm blankets and thermals. Like, they specifically was like, yeah, we need sleeping bags and jackets, but we need thermal jackets with wool socks and feet and hand warmers.
Why don't they just go home? Why don't they just go home?
I don't know what to say about that story.
That's crazy. It's like they were used to being in Nevada. They're like, we're ready to die for this. It's like, no, y'all ain't even ready to be hungry for it. That's the problem. Like,
if you already ready to die, why are you asking for food?
Exactly. Go ahead and die for it then. Shoot, sit that stuff. Breathe. There are many ways that you can die for this cause.
Okay. They asked for Miracle Whip and hand sanitizers. Like, not only are they making sandwiches.
They want to be clean about it. We're going to be clean about taking over your building. Just want you to know.
Bougie journeyman. Y'all can't be no bougie survivors. Y'all can't do this.
Okay. Now, not compare this to Black Lives Matter at all, but when people sacrifice to protest, they really just kind of go protest. These guys are not protesting Jack. They're saying, can you fund us? Like, they're going on a camping trip.
They on a retreat.
They're like, and if you're not out of those Thin Mints, can we bring some Girl Scouts down to give us some cookies? That is,
oh, and
that
you know
is
what? Maybe the ladies of the evening who were able to work all week and not on the weekends, maybe they're going up. Okay, never mind. Sorry.
That's why the judge let them off.
They need you to send singles for strippers, please. They got strippers coming, but they have no dollar bills.
They're like, we don't have any warm blankets, but we know who's off during the week.
Send the rain, guys. Make sure you send the rain.
Man, here we go. I know. Hey. Now, see, in my, before, the thing that made this story interesting to me is that there are three more stories of, you know, Finland has fears of, like, far-right vigilante groups and because of their influx of immigrants. So they're marching around with banners and masks claiming to be protecting the native Finland from immigrants, right? Then you have the four neo-Nazis who are standing trial for plotting arson and a nail bomb to attack asylum seekers in Germany. Like, this is just not in this country, but I think that people are freaking out as they keep getting, like, paranoid about everybody wanting to be them. It is just crazy. So these guys not only want to be pampered, they want to act like they're, you know, want people to be scared of them because they have guns, and now they want to act like babies and say, we're going to need some wool socks and some hand warmers. So it's the same thing. So you put on a mask to hide behind all of this nonsense.
Well, did you hear they did get snacks? Like penis-shaped candy. Yeah, they got penis-shaped candy from home. So now they're mad. It's like, you better go on and eat them things if you want to live.
you know what story I missed? You know, last week or the week before, the Army wanted to try out rations, and so they were asking for volunteers. They should appeal to them to try out those new military rations. They were like, how do they taste? How your stomach feel? How are they working? I'm just trying to help out the federal.
Well, I'm just saying, are they asking for water? Because, you know, they can bottle up some of that water from Flint, Michigan, and send that right on over there.
You know what? We could have knocked off two birds with one stone on this one. That would have been a great solution for them. They, remarkably enough, didn't ask for water, but they do want some palm oil, menthols.
No, they didn't ask for any toilet paper either.
No, actually, I only want to go ahead. They did ask for deodorant, though. They said deodorant, but no toilet paper.
Wait a second, they came stocked with toilet paper, but no food?
No.
Somebody's living foul in there.
Maybe I can get on that list. I need some deodorant. I'm out.
Wait a minute. They asked for oven cleaning, which means did they bring an oven? Was there one already there?
I was wondering about that.
Oven cleaning.
They sent us a little bear, but they didn't ask for.
Oh, no, they asked for hot dogs and hamburgers. So they did ask for food. They said buns, bread, and Miracle Whip. So they don't want regular mayonnaise either. So I just wanted to say for the record.
And they want buns too. You better get that square bread and fold it up.
Wonder Bread is good for hot dogs and hamburgers. You can't get separate buns.
Just tear the corners off of them hamburgers.
Wait, Lavinia, that is a luxury. You can't do that. Now, the woman who was convicted for murdering her mother when she was just 15, her name is Valisa Robinson. And this is not a case of black or white because she was not black. But anyway, she made international headlines when her and her boyfriend took LSD, then killed her real estate agent mother, Vicky. She was 49 in this upscale Tampa Bay, Florida home in 1998, a jury heard her stabbing her mother twice in the throat and once in the back. And now, a little more after 2 years out of being released, she's now 32. She just had a baby. They're celebrating this woman having a child with a big happy picture of her up. And I'm thinking, only in America. Like, that is just like, it's like, why are you celebrating her? Because, yeah, she took LSD. She was 15. She knew what the heck she was doing. One dresser. We are going to see.
If what goes around, comes around, honey, your days are numbered.
I'm just saying. Yep. Now, an Arizona man who set two fires in a post office, one outside the federal courthouse, has been sentenced to 5 years in prison, according to the Justice Department. So people are just wigging out. I don't know what this means, but people are having a moment. I don't know what that means, but they're really just having a moment. Now, New York City opened its first marijuana clinic, by the way, where pot cannot be smoked, but they have oral capsules are allowed. Now, New York State has one of the strictest medical marijuana programs in the U.S., and patients with cancer, AIDS, and Parkinson's, they qualify, but cannabis cannot be smoked in New York State. It has to be taken orally. I don't know.
What's the difference? Why is it? Because it's easier to control, I guess?
I think it's the impression. We are also the state that's walking around bragging about we have heroin, the antidote, like because it's a suburban problem. So they want to save all the kids, but they're like, you can't smoke weed. But if you got heroin overdose, we got the antidote in the back of the trooper's car. That's New York State for you. I don't know where this is going. All right. I don't mean to be. Hey, I am trying not to be too cynical. Now, America, all right, I'm going to try to do this with a straight face.
Mm-hmm.
A UK comedian, this guy, Barry Humphries, said that America loves an all-white Downton Abbey. I never watched that show. But he claims the show is popular in the U.S. because there's no black people in it. Now,
true.
The creator is joking. All right, fine. You know what? I am going to hit the outgoing on that one. You're like, because we can really make that a short story. Is that a short story? We need to have to play back on that one, dude.
All right, yeah, duh.
We don't watch Downton Abbey because it ain't no black people in it.
Well look, I was in a group and they were actually arguing about it. It was like the griot or something. And a lot of black people were like, well, we like it. And anybody said, you can't like it. He was saying that white people love it because it reflects white people. And then, duh. What? It's true.
You know what? I don't disagree with you on that one. That's fine. By the way, VH1 Hit the Floor is returning for its third season, if that's what you watch on January 18th. They have 10 new episodes. Now, if you don't watch Hit the Floor but you want to watch Downton Abbey, that's fine. We should make that an option. Because one is, I guess it would be polar opposites. I haven't watched either one.
Or Sex in the City, or Friends, or Seinfeld,
or
King
exactly.
of Queens, or Your Mother.
I Shrunk Your Mother, Two Broke Girls. Like, I don't think any of them for black
now,
people.
Now, I did
the
hear
Academy
there was
Hollywood.
One,
you know,
there was one black guy.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, they said there was one black guy in Downton Abbey for like two episodes, so.
He made it two
there
episodes.
You go.
Hey,
maybe three.
Hey.
I don't know.
Hey, there's a victory in there someplace. All right.
Or he was a jazz musician.
The Academy Awards, right?
What'd you say?
They could just watch the Academy Awards. That'll work too.
Oh, right. Mm. There'll be just as many black people as Downton Abbey. To watch the Academy Awards and the Grammys. All right.
Probably less.
It'd be right on the edge. We'd get really close on both sides. And, you know, that is insane. I cannot get over this. All right, so let me tell you this really quick story. A drunk mother crashed her SUV, turns up on foot on the local gas station. She left a box of wine to buy a box of wine. She left a 4-week-old baby in the car with a Doberman. She has a BMW X3. She was in Oregon. She said, hey, the Doberman pitcher is here with the baby, so let me go get a box of wine. So they caught her drunk at the store buying wine. She left the baby with the dog.
The dog's probably a better mother.
Yeah. Hey,
the baby was probably safer with the dog than the baby was with her, so I don't know.
Exactly.
Hey, isn't this an episode of Downton Abbey? I'm just trying to throw that out there.
Probably.
You can't.
That was good, bro.
We kind of,
that
yeah,
was
you
good.
Know, sometimes the stories just write themselves. I don't know how that works. All right. Hey, we have to make this work for the show. That's all I'm saying. All right, so if you ever see that story, it's going to be hilarious because I'm sure they're never going to show this woman. So her name is Kyra Brandenburg. She's 31. It was in Oregon, West Lynn, Oregon. So if you see this, I'm sure ABC News won't pick that up. But, hey, she left the dog, and she left the baby in care of a Doberman, so it should be fine.